You're listening to SBS News.
Months ago, a military camp was set up to assist authorities at the port of Areniñ in Spain's Gran Canaria. They were faced with hundreds of migrants from Africa stranded after being rescued from the Atlantic Ocean as they attempted to reach the Canary Islands. It was designed as a holding camp before they were moved elsewhere, but has become overcrowded, leaving some migrants sleeping in the open. Spain's migration minister, José Luis Escriva, says the majority of them would not be accepted as refugees by Spain.
The majority of migrants who are arriving are returnable, or you might say, expellable. They are not candidates that apply to our reception system. Our reception system is tailored for vulnerable people and people who have asked for international asylum. This is not the case with the majority of migrants that have arrived, maybe just 10% of them.
Mr. Escriva has promised that temporary camps, which will house up to 7,000 migrants, would be set up in the Canary Islands by the end of the year. But Spain is desperate to stem the flow of refugees. Around 17,000 migrants have landed on the Canary Islands this year in total. That's an increase of more than 1,000% from 2019, driven by economic hardship during the COVID-19 pandemic. Spain says it will increase its police presence in Senegal, the home country of many of the migrants, to tackle criminal networks behind the upsurge in illegal migration from the West African coast to its territory. Foreign Minister Arantxa González-Laya has been meeting her counterpart, Aissata Tall Sall, in the Senegalese capital, Dakar, to discuss the crisis. Ms. Sall says they are doing their best to stop people heading out onto the Atlantic.
The Senegalese government, under the instructions of President Macky Sall, has put together a number of procedures. Procedures to dissuade people to migrate illegally. Procedures to persuade and communicate against illegal migration. Procedures to support the youth and dissuade them from leaving. Procedures to crack down against the smugglers who have put in place a passage economy for illegal immigration.
The people smugglers have become expert at spreading rumours about getting into Europe. Cheikh Amadou Bambafal works for an organisation trying to spread the truth about what happens to migrants. He says there was a lot of misinformation circulating about the COVID-19 pandemic, with suggestions that Europe was allowing illegal immigrants to stay, which made young people more determined to get there.
There is misinformation circulating in Africa. A lot of people are circulating information saying that because of the number of deaths due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Europe is regularizing illegal immigrants. So with this information, young people don't even try to understand. They just look for all the possibilities and take risks in order to reach Europe.
The Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, says while it's important to be working with the authorities in Senegal and Morocco, it's also important to remember the human toll of the trafficking that's going on.
What do we have to do besides this collaboration with these countries? Well, we have to convey a strong and unequivocal message of the fight against the mafia that traffics human beings. It is true that we are talking about the boats that have arrived in the Canary Islands in the last few weeks, but we forget that there have been many boats and many people who have died in the Atlantic.
More than 400 people from Senegal are believed to have died attempting the passage since the beginning of October alone. Alan Lee, SBS News.